rested my elbow on the arm of the chair and covered my mouth with my hand. I twisted my head to the side so Stanley couldn't see my tearing up. There was a glimpse of my silhouette in the door of the mini refrigerator. My hazel eyes were sunken with half-moon dark circles under them. I'd not taken the time to straighten my long brown curly hair, and the humidity in the air wasn't making it any better.
May?
Stanley said my name. I blinked a few times. I didn't recognize the image staring back at me. Sorry, I apologized and forced a demure smile. I was having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that I had nothing. No family, no marriage, no place to live, no car, nothing. I mean, Paul is a jerk and I'd like to kill him, but he left me with nothing? I hugged my designer bag to my chest. That scum. I couldn't believe that I was so dumb that I put everything in his name.
He owed a lot of people money, and some still don't have their retirement back. You're lucky I could salvage this in the settlements, since he did have it in your name alone.
He sounded as if I needed to thank Paul. Stanley picked the flamingo keychain up and once again stuck it in my face.
The campground is in Normal, Kentucky.
Kentucky? My jaw dropped. You mean I have to go there? My mind rolled back to the last time I was in Kentucky. It was 2:04 a.m. I knew the exact time because it was the time I was born and also my 18th birthday. It was the day I grew up and knew that no one was going to give me a free ride. Somehow, Paul made me feel safe and secure. Until now.
You have to go there and be the manager if you want to have some sort of income, or we can look at selling the place.
He didn't move those darn keys. I didn't even know about this campground. I shook my head, refusing to take the keys. I've certainly never been a manager of a campground.
When Paul was in college, he somehow ended up at this campground and winning some silly bet. After the two of you were married, he had me put the deed in your name and your name alone. The FBI couldn't seize it.
Stanley thumbed through some papers on his desk. Lucky me, I groaned.
You have a camper to live in and a way to acquire some income.
He pushed himself up off the desk and put a hand on my shoulder.
I suggest you take a trip. Make it an adventure. Check the place out and save up a couple of months before you decide if you want to sell it or not.
He held out a brochure that had Happy Trails written in big letters across the top. There was a beautiful, bright, and vibrant photo on the front that looked more like a vacation spot than a campground. Adventure? I cocked a brow and looked back out the window at the camper. Yellow? I questioned the color on my home on wheels. I don't even like yellow.
It's a pop-up. The top lifts to make more space. There's a kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, and you can drive it. It's perfect,
he said with an upbeat tone.
Be sure you read the manual in the glove box on how to work all the equipment. It can be tricky.
Are you really trying to sell me on this camping idea? I lived in a 10,000-square-foot home with a house cleaner. I drive a Maserati. Drove. I gripped the keys of my little car in my hand. I looked down and opened my palm. Did drive a Maserati. I gulped back the tears and practically ripped the flamingo keychain out of his hand.
I'm sorry to cut this short, but I've got to get to court.
He took his hand off my shoulder and put it in his pant pocket, pulling out a $100 bill.
Here. This is for gas and food. I can feel the bones in your shoulder. Eat.
No. I shook my head and stood up, a bit wobbly. I'm fine. I don't need a handout. He didn't take no for an answer. He stuck the money in my palm and curled my fingers around it.
Let me know when you get to Kentucky.
He smiled and patted my hand before he dropped it. His eyes softened.
May. I'm sorry. Out of all my clients' wives, you've always been so kind and nice.